AircheckDownloads.com.
On 1152 kilohertz medium wave, this is Extra AM.
Hi, Wincy Willis here. Whatever you're hunting for, you'll find something extra is happening on this frequency at 8 o'clock this morning.
Hi, I'm Annie Oafen. Stay tuned to this frequency because something extra special is happening at 8 o'clock this morning.
This is David Jensen telling you to stay tuned to this frequency because something extra will be happening at 8 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're well-armed.
Hi, this is Edwin Starr, and stay tuned to this frequency because something extra special is happening at 8 o'clock this morning.
Hi, this is Les Ross, waiting for the start of Extra AM and waiting for Elvis Presley to appear at 8 o'clock to launch it. Will he turn up? Stay tuned.
Hello there, this is Noddy Holder. Extra is going to happen in 2 minutes. Don't go away!
Architect.
National Training Awards.
Come on, move along, Yodie. Move along, on your way, please. Come on.
And we're just 30 seconds from the start of Extra.
About a year ago, we decided to buy our first house.
The Prudential Assurance Company are a licensed credit broker.
It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 1989. I'm Les Ross. Welcome to XTRA Extra AM. Now, that's the cue for the champagne corks to pop in the boardroom. Go, well, they've stopped listening. Meanwhile, back in the studio, as you probably know, Extra invited Elvis Presley to launch the station. Well, unfortunately, he couldn't make it, for obvious reasons, but... Wait for it. When Elvis heard that Extra AM was going to play lots of his records, he felt he just had to be a part of the proceedings. So, from his secret hideaway, live on the telephone, Elvis Presley. Elvis, everybody's been talking about you over the last year or two, saying that you were still alive and you've been seen all over the place. What's really been going on, Elvis?
Well, everything has happened to me so fast in the last year and a half. I can't keep up with everything that's happening.
And has the whole thing, all these years of hiding away, Elvis, how has it changed your life?
It's affected my sleep.
Yeah, how much sleep do you get?
I average about 4 or 5 hours a night, I guess.
Is that enough?
No, it's really not, but I'm used to it, and I can't sleep any longer.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the stuff in the newspapers about you, Elvis, hasn't all been complimentary. Do you bear any animosity to the journalists who've written some of these things?
Well, not really. Those people have a job to do, and they do it.
And have you learned anything from the criticism of your pretending to be dead, for instance, in fact, still being alive?
No, I haven't, because I don't feel that I'm doing anything wrong. Mm.
Well, we've read you've been spotted in all kinds of places. Did you actually buy a sink unit at a DIY store in the Midlands?
Well, I think that one takes the cake. I mean,
well, where did that story come from?
I have no idea. I can't imagine.
And was it true that you bought a second-hand Citroen 2CV in Portsmouth?
The stories came out. it wasn't like that. I mean...
So you never were seen in all those places?
I never went out. It's funny.
Any special record you'd like us to play to get the station started?
Not any special one.
Well, what's your favorite kind of music?
I like a lot of the groups, you know, the Beatles, but I really like a lot of the music.
And we thank you for being part of our opening moments today, Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know, Elvis, but you said you didn't mind what record we started with. No, well, all right, yes, of course we plan to play one of your records. We're going to play, yeah, all right, okay, yes, all right, we'll play one of your records. Honestly, he turned really nasty there towards the end. 7:08, here's a song Elvis recorded, dedicated to me. It's called Les Ross.
Born through a party in the county.
out of jail.
That was Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock. And already we've had phone calls and they spotted Elvis coming out of a phone box in Bedworth. Right, it's 9 minutes past eight. I'll tell you what music we've got coming up in a minute, but you can't organise everything. Oh, here it is. Okay, on the way, we've got Cilla Black, The Four Tops, Four Seasons, Rick Astley, Supremes, and lots of great extra music. Oh, and a fair bit of Beatles to come in the next hour or two as well. All will be explained in a moment. But in the meantime, I'd have had to knock over a full bottle of champagne all over the new equipment. You know, you've asked for that, you know, you really have. I didn't know whether today should be a normal show, and I've decided... Since we've got a full television camera crew in here and other people, most of whom I don't recognise from Adam, it won't be normal, but we'll do our best anyway. We'll do the birthdays. And it's the 4th of April, born on this day, Sir William Siemens, or Simons. He was an engineer and inventor, and he invented radio stations, and here we are. Apart from Extra's birthday, Anthony Perkins is 57. He was the psycho bloke, wasn't he, eh? Probably the managing director of a radio station now, I should imagine. Show jumper Caroline Bradley is 43 today, and football manager Dave Sexton is 59. A bit young for a football manager. And Slade's Dave Hill is 37. Can you hear us nodding? I'm here! Righto, he does a very bad impression of me as well. So Dave Hill of Slade, 37, and extra listeners, and I know they're there, it's amazing. I hadn't been on the air and I was getting letters saying you're rubbish. Right, Jenny Bradley of Tamworth, happy 8th birthday, Jenny. Joan Gorman of Great Bar, all these three people actually are rather famous. Joan Gorman of Great Bar, happy birthday, she's my Auntie Joan. I thought, whose birthday can I do? And our family's pretty big. It's a sort of rabbit job, really. There's always bound to be an auntie with a birthday. Happy birthday, Joan Gorman. And Kim Bate of Coles Hill. See letter in brackets. I won't always be as unorganised. Kim Bate dropped me a line. She's one of the head ladies at the Birmingham Convention and Visitor Bureau up at the NEC. And it's her birthday. And she's really thrilled that it's her birthday on the same day as Extra's launch. And she says, so what? Yeah, okay. Happy birthday, Kim. And she was on the telly last night. She is really famous in Home Run. And I don't know whether they won or not. But actually, one of your teammates, Graham Young, from the Birmingham Evening Mail, he's on the team, and he happens to be a Rathis. Amazing coincidence. Well, did you win? I didn't watch it. Pardon? I'm sorry, I'm making such a racket here. Yeah, they won. Oh, show off. Okay. What did you win? £1 million? Oh, you wouldn't be here if you... Right, happy... Well done, Kim, and happy birthday to you. And your horoscope, if it's your birthday today, make an effort to be more punctual. If you can't do that, at least try to get to places on time. Remember, being on time is just as easy as being late, only harder. And if you're a radio station born today, you're going to be absolutely fabulous. AirCheckDownloads.com.